Australian teenager facing drug charges in Bali will front court for the first time in Denpasar today. The 14-year-old boy was arrested last month for allegedly buying a small amount of marijuana. His lawyers say they expect the case to last for 2 weeks, but they are confident that the boy won't be jailed. Qantas planes may be back in the air, but thousands of passengers are still facing lengthy delays. The airline has put on extra staff to deal with the backlog. Qantas says it'll take until tomorrow to move all stranded passengers. Many economists are betting that the Reserve Bank Board will cut interest rates when it meets today. The economists are predicting the official rate could be cut by 0.25% to 4.5%. If this happens, it'll be the first rate cut since April 2009. Police are describing a fatal car crash involving seven teenagers in Melbourne overnight as horrific. A four-wheel drive carrying the teenagers lost control and rolled in Brighton East. A 16-year-old boy died after he was thrown from the vehicle. The unlicensed driver suffered life-threatening injuries. Four other passengers are recovering in hospital. And Australian soldiers have shot and killed a civilian in Afghanistan. The Australian Defence Force says this happened at Tarinkot in Uruzgan province on Saturday. The army says the man was riding a motorbike and was shot when he ignored orders to stop. Australian and Afghan authorities are investigating that shooting.